Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We open a shortened week on Wall Street with renewed worries about a global economic slowdown hanging over the world's financial markets. It began with China's announcement of its 6.6% economic growth rate, which would be an incredibly strong number for just about any other country, but it marks China's slowest economic growth since 1990. The International Monetary Fund added to the market's concerns as it warned of slowing economies ahead of the annual Global Economic Forum that is gathering in Davos, Switzerland. And to top it off, consumer confidence is being reported at its lowest level of the Trump presidency as the shutdown of the federal government stretches into day 32. Asian and European stock markets are lower, and the major U.S. stock indexes indicate they will follow with weak openings at the morning bell. This is the complete opposite of Friday's rally on Wall Street, driven by optimism that a resolution to the trade dispute between the U.S. and China could be at hand. The Dow Industrials were up 336 points on Friday, about 1.4%, which contributed substantially to the week's advance of just under 3%. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ also moved 2.9% and 2.7% respectively for the week. Yields for a 10-year Treasury note rose sharply last week as investors moved from the safe haven of government securities and back into the stock market. At 2.78%, it was the biggest weekly rise in Treasury yield since November. Earnings releases continue in the week ahead, with companies sensitive to trade with China serving as barometers of how the trade dispute has affected their earnings. Stock futures are moving, are down this morning, almost 150 points for the Dow Industrials. That's choking me up, and that's where we'll begin the financial day.
Don't take it so serious.
I'm sorry.
Terribly choked up about that.
All right, Rick, thanks.
Thank you.
Money Talk with Rick Applegate, certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, and his team of experienced professionals at DB Root & Company provide investment advice, financial planning, and fiduciary guidance. 412-227-2800.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.